T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here on a Wednesday that kind of feels like a Friday, like maybe a Saturday, because the Eagles have a game tomorrow night, and it'll be right here on WIP. And at this time, 24 hours from now, we'll have the pregame show going. We'll be getting set for kickoff. So we're going to talk a lot about the game tonight, the Eagles, this division. A crazy rumor out there that I want no part of when it comes to the Eagles and maybe a potential acquisition. So we'll get to a lot over the course of this evening. Elliot joins us later on, a guest from up in New York, to talk about what the Eagles will face tomorrow evening in the 1-5 Giants. But I want to start with, you know, a feeling that I've had since Sunday. And it really, you know, it hit me in the first half of the game. I have carried that feeling with me as we move throughout the week. And I think the end of the game for the Eagles kind of took away what was the biggest story. The biggest story during the first half of that game was the reality that the only time the Eagles' offense seemed to work was when Jalen Hurts came in the game. The offense was bad in the first half. They couldn't move the football through the air or the ground, anything. And then when Jalen Hurts came in there, whether it was him moving the football with some first downs, running the football, or it was the presence he brought, which I think, you know, a little confusion to the defense, and Miles Sanders' big run came with Jalen Hurts on the field. Now, all of this, The whole conversation around Hurts and his snaps kind of went away a little bit because Carson Wentz and the offense and the passing game started cooking in the fourth quarter. And Wentz put up, you know, he made that day more than respectable, all things considered, when it comes to his passing stats and his numbers and his touchdowns. So, you know, the conversation I thought would be a big one this week, man, how much should they play Jalen Hurts moving forward, really didn't become one. But I'm thinking about this game for tomorrow, and I'm thinking about how the Eagles can beat the Giants, and they should beat the Giants. I believe they will beat the Giants. The Giants are a bad football team, and they're a bad football team coming off their first win of the year. I always think that's a good time to face a bad football team because that desperation factor is gone. They always beat the Giants. I feel good about this game tomorrow night. But I'd be lying to you if I felt like the Eagles were poised to score 30 points and poised to put up a really efficient offensive game. Will the offensive line be a little healthier? Yes, that's going to be a big thing. Jamon Brown, worst offensive lineman I've ever seen. He's out of here. Lane Johnson, coming back. Maybe Matt Pryor. They will be better up front. The running game, though, is going to be a problem. I don't think the Eagles will be able to run the football much tomorrow night without Miles Sanders. And really, even with Miles Sanders, the last two games, it has been mostly one big run. In fact, it's almost all one big run that has changed the game and what the rushing numbers look like. The Eagles haven't run the football well. And that's a problem because you don't want to become one-dimensional and get Carson Wentz beat up back there even more than he has to be. So as I think about all this, I think there's one path for the Eagles tomorrow to make up for the explosiveness that they don't have. And that path is more Jalen Hurts. The Eagles have to play with Jalen Hurts more tomorrow night. And I'm not just suggesting, you know, he has 11 snaps here, let's do 12. I think he needs to be a significant part of the offense tomorrow night. And I understand that Carson Wentz really got going in the second half. And I can understand why the Eagles, or you might say, just let him be. You know, he's turning it around. Let the offense be. Don't put gadget plays out there. Just let him be and do his thing. And I say, that's great, but that was in garbage time. The Eagles' offense was putrid in the first half when that game was really being decided. I want to win this game tomorrow night. And I think the Eagles' best path to winning the game tomorrow night is more Jalen Hurts. And I'm not just talking about one or two more snaps. I think he should be a significant part of the offense tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. Agree, disagree. Jalen Hurts, he's their second-round pick. He's a weapon. There's not many weapons on this team you feel great about right now. Travis Fulgham, yes. There's no Zach Ertz tomorrow night. There's no Alshon Jeffrey coming back. he had a setback or some new injury, whatever. Who cares? I'm done with Alshon. Okay, so there's no Alshon. There's no Zach Ertz. There's Fulgham. There's Hightower. There's Deshaun Jackson. We'll see how much he gives. We'll see how good he is. There's no Miles Sanders. Okay, there's not much there in terms of skill positions and weapons on the other side. There just isn't. There's not much there. And the Giants have one really good defensive player. His name is James Bradbury, the corner from the Panthers they signed last year. He probably will be able to do a pretty good job on whoever he covers, whether that's Deshaun or if he takes Fulgham. Okay, so you're not going to have wide receivers running wide open down the field all night because there's one really good corner on that team that probably takes away one of the Eagles, you know, top receivers. And I'm trying to find a way for the Eagles to score some points tomorrow night, and Jalen Hurts is the way. Jalen Hurts tomorrow night is the way for this team to score points. Put the ball in his hands. Get him on the field. 215-592-9494. If you look at the numbers so far this season, and I understand it's a small sample versus a big sample. I get that. But if you look at the numbers, the Eagles' offense, when Jalen Hurts is on the field, is as explosive as any offense in the NFL. I'm talking about more yards per play than the Packers, who have probably been the best offense or one of the two or three best offenses in the NFL this year. When Jalen Hurts is on the field, the Eagles have explosive plays. When he's not, they don't. 215-592-9494. I can't worry about Carson Wentz's feelings. I can't worry about disrupting rhythm. And I can't get too seduced by the end of that game last week in a blowout. They're down 18 and they put up some passing yards against a defense I believe stopped blitzing. I can't say, you know what, the offense is fixed now. We don't really need to use Jalen Hurts stuff. No, I think they do. I think Jalen Hurts is the way to put up explosive plays tomorrow night. And you know what I don't want? I don't want a close game in the fourth quarter. The Giants stink. Put up two or three touchdowns early and run them out of town. Get them out of here before they start feeling like they can win another division game. Because you know what? With this division being so bad, when you play Washington or the Giants, two teams that in the last few years has been, I mean, they've been terrible. But in a division right now, those teams probably feel like we've got a shot. If we're in games against the Eagles and Cowboys, we have a shot to beat them because they're not any good. I don't want to give the Giants an inch tomorrow night. Get up big early and run them out of the building. And Jalen Hurts is the key to doing that. 215-592-9494. Second-round pick, explosive player. The offense is better when he's on the field. The run game is better when he's on the field. They're more efficient when he's on the field. And I'll throw one more thing in there, and then I want to hear what you guys have to say. 215-592-9494. One more thing on this. Carson Wentz is on pace to get hit and sacked, well, specifically sacked, more than any other quarterback outside of two in the history of pro football. And those two are Randall Cunningham in the mid-80s and David Carr with the expansion Texans. Carson Wentz got hit 16 times last weekend. Carson Wentz is getting, battered around the field. And while all of us in this city, I don't care if you're an LTBB member or if you're in whatever camp I'm in, whatever I'm associated with, just feel like I'm a realist on the guy. Whatever you are, here's the bottom line. He's not going to make it. Like Carson Wentz is not physically going to be able to do this. We can laud his toughness, and I think whatever side you're on the Carson Wentz thing, we all appreciate his toughness. I do. He's a tough quarterback. I like that about him. Toughness is great, but health is better. And there's no way in my mind Carson Wentz could stay healthy all year if he keeps getting hit like this. And let me throw this at you. Jalen Hurts on the field in all his snaps this year. Do you know how many times in all those snaps Carson Wentz has taken a single hit? Zero. Zero times Carson Wentz has taken a hit when Jalen Hurts is on the field with him. You know why? Because he's not a traditional drop-back quarterback when Hurts is on the field. They're gadget players. They're running plays. Wentz is out, you know, blocking a corner, whatever. It will help keep Carson Wentz healthy. It is more efficient offense, it is explosive plays, and it keeps Carson Wentz healthy. The best plan for the Eagles tomorrow night to go win a game against another bad team, use the second-round pick. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see a significant role for Jalen Hurts tomorrow night? Or are you saying, no, look, that was fun, it's a nice little, you know, gimmick thing, but they need to run a normal offense and just let Carson Wentz be, leave him alone. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to we got Matt in Burlington. What's up, Matt? All right, Matt dropped. We'll get him right back up. Marquise, is it Marquise? What's up, Marquise?
Yes, sir. I agree with you as far as Hurts, as far as like the talent and all. But I think we need to keep Carson in because you want to. We have a lack of a mobile quarterback right now. when Carlson get mobile a little bit, you see his playmaking abilities. And I'm not a Wentz fan all the way. I'm not all the way in with Wentz. But when he gets mobile like he was in 2017, let's roll him out of pocket. Now that we got Fulgham, a bigger target than the other targets he had, he's looking. I'd rather see him go with these younger guys, the Wards and all that. They're a little bit more hungrier. You get what I'm saying? With Irks on the field, he kind of just focuses in on him on the field. But this forces him to be a little bit more of a playmaker. But he got to get mobile a little bit more. Wentz has to get mobile. That's what you want to see Hurts for, the mobileness. But if Wentz get mobile, I think he gets himself more in the game. Like, I'm not sold on Carson with not at all. But him with these younger guys, I kind of like it. I really do.
Well, he seems to play better football when he's out there with guys that, you know, we've never heard of, yes, or they're kind of, yes, new, or they're not established. Yes. There is something to that, Marquise. And I'll say this about Carson. And Marquise, I appreciate the phone call. Good thought there. Obviously, he's better outside the pocket. We've known that about Carson Wentz for a long time. But I don't think you can live that way. Like, we say that, and we talk about it, and we say, well, he's got to get him outside the pocket more. Yes, I mean, that's true. But like, you can't build an offense always getting the pocket moving. You're cutting the field off, right? If you're rolling to your right, it makes it difficult to go to the left. You're throwing back across your body, across the field. It's not easy to have that as every single play. It limits what you can do. Maybe they could do it more, and they probably can. But it's not an every down thing. 215-592-9494. I want to see more Jalen Hurts tomorrow. I believe it is the Eagles' best path to winning the game. And quite frankly, I don't care about feelings. I don't care about egos. Like, none of that stuff matters to me. This is what the Eagles roster is. This is what they are right now. And there are no explosive runners. The one explosive runner they have in tomorrow night's game is Jalen Hurts. And in a game that I don't think is going to be particularly high scoring. I don't think we're going to see, you know, 30-29 tomorrow night. It's a short week, and you know, neither team right now is having an amazing year offensively. I mean, they're two of the worst-rated quarterbacks in pro football. I don't think we're going to get a crazy high-scoring game. And when you have a lower-scoring game, one explosive play could change the whole game. If the game is, you know, in the low 20s, one big play either flips the field or it puts points on the board. That changes everything. And I do think it will help keep Carson Wentz healthy. Do you want to see more Jalen Hurts tomorrow night? What I mean by that is not just one or two more snaps. I want to make Jalen Hurts tomorrow night a significant part of the offense. Like, when we see him out there, it's not, oh, Jalen Hurts is out there. Like, it's the norm tomorrow night. Are you with me? Or do you want to just leave Carson alone and let him build off of what he did last week in that fourth quarter? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Andrew is on the cell. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good, Andrew. What's on your mind? What are you thinking?
When you say more Jalen Hurts, like, do you want him to step back and throw pass downfield? Because, I mean, you know how Doug is. If a run play gets blown up 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, Doug's not going to run the ball five more times. If Jalen Hurts goes out there and throws an interception, he's not going back on the field for the rest of the night. I like the whole quarterback flea flicker. I don't know if you saw the last two games. They were trying to get something deep down the field in the Ravens game. Carson ended up throwing it back to him, and that was the hardest 3 yards I've ever seen. But I don't – Steelers game where Carson was lined up out in the slot and actually Kelce was there, and he was looking for the ball, and Jalen Hurts threw it down to Richard Rodgers.
Yep, right down the middle of the field in the seam, yep.
And I'm glad he got connected to, you know, Richard Rodgers. That's fine and all, but, like, let's say Carson's having a good drive and, you know, Jalen Hurts is like, you know what, I'm going to throw this ball, and he throws an interception. Well, now you kill momentum, and anything good you had planned for Jalen Hurts later in the night, you know how Doug is. He's like, well, probably not going to do that. So, I mean, I think he needs to be involved in the offense, especially because, you know, second half of the game, I might go out there and play wide receiver or tight end because they got nobody.
Well, they might have to, right, Andrew? That's really the point that's hitting me is that they don't have enough playmakers, and this guy is a playmaker. Like, that's what I'm looking for, and I get your point, right? If a drive is going well, and that's how it's on Doug. Like, I don't know what the number is, right? Is it 20 snaps? Is it 25? But whatever the number is, Doug's got to pick and choose his moments. And I thought on Sunday, Andrew, I thought he did a good job because, like, they needed a boost, and when he put him in, they got a boost.
No, I agree. I definitely think, you know, his run in – it was the second quarter, and then that fourth and one that they probably should have given him that fourth and one, but we're not going to go there. He had a nice run, and I like that a lot. But I think, you know, you got to be selective with the play calling, even if he's out there. Like, when he was out there, what did he do, a fake jet sweep, and then Miles Sanders had that 74-yard touchdown, and then, of course, Arcega Whiteside picks up in the end zone. But he was out there. So, I mean, he doesn't have to necessarily touch the ball to make an impact. He is a playmaker, and I think he should get the ball. But he's, I don't know, maybe he might be more like a Taysom Hill sort of gadget guy. But I don't know if I really want him, you know, throwing the deep ball because, frankly, if the game's on the line, or even if we're down by three, up by three, I want Carson Wentz throwing that deep ball.
Yeah, and I understand that, right? And Andrew, appreciate the phone call. And I think what Andrew just said there is a great point. It doesn't have to be the – like when I say a significant role in the offense, I mean on the field, because I think just having Jalen Hurts out there creates problems for the defense. You saw it last week. The Miles Sanders run happened, like our caller just explained, when the defense was thinking about the ball going in Jalen Hurts' hands. That's not happening when Greg Ward goes down the line of scrimmage. Let's just be real about it. No one cares about Greg Ward. Defense are going to say, oh, no, Greg Ward's in motion and avert attention there, and all of a sudden – they're not paying attention or they're a little out of position for a Miles Sanders cutback run. That's not going to happen. For Jalen Hurts, it has already happened. It might already happen. There's some juice to this guy, and this offense lacks juice. And as far as, you know, what if the things are going well, you know what? Let's be real. Things have not gone very well for this offense this year. They just haven't. Through six games, the Eagles' offense is not very good. It's not like we're talking about a top 10 offense here. Or it's even a top half of the league offense right now. They've had some moments and some comebacks the last 2 weeks, but like from the start of the game to the end, they're not a very good offense right now. And that's not all Carson Wentz's fault. I think it was in the first three games. In the last few, it hasn't been. It's the offensive line. It's injuries. It's everything. But they have a guy who was a second-round pick sitting there, and when he comes in the game, the offense is better than when he's on the sidelines. And I want to use that tomorrow night. I'm not worried about feelings. I'm not worried about what are they going to do if Carson's playing really well. Well, if he's playing really well, this isn't a conversation. The fact that they're not playing really well on offense is why they're using Jalen Hurts. And I say tomorrow night, when you don't have a lot of guys, you don't have your star running back, put him out there. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see more Jalen Hurts tomorrow night? Mad Mike, King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
First of all, I don't want the Eagles to win. I've said it to you before. I'm just hoping they just bomb out the rest of the season so it affects some sort of change within the front office. But aside from that, I don't need to see Jalen Hurts at this point. I need to see what Carson Wentz is. You can tell when a quarterback, even if he doesn't have talent around him, is playing the best that he can, and you got to really make a determination, because this whole flip-flopping, having both quarterbacks out there, if we even get Jalen Hurts having a semblance of success, it's going to add even more chaos to this area. And we're going to have people constantly calling in saying, all right, it's time to put it to Jalen Hurts. And I don't need this in my life. I want to see what Carson Wentz is really made of. I want to see him just play by himself. I don't need Jalen Hurts out there running gadget plays. This isn't 2008. I don't need Wildcat anymore. I just let's play straight up football. I know we don't have our team or anybody out there. Let's see what Carson Wentz can do. And I just don't need to see gadgets out there. I just want to see straight up football.
And as you said to start it, so even if it leads to a loss, that matters more to you.
I'd rather them lose. Yeah. This season is down the toilet. Next season, because of the cap problems, down the toilet. Winning any of these games means nothing to the future of the Eagles. They need complete change throughout the entire organization. They need someone who can guide a draft and actually bring in talent. So winning these games, while might be like an instant gratification, means nothing for long-term success of this team.
Yeah, I hear you, Mike. I appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. So that was interesting. You know, first few people hopping on. Yes, 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 Hurts. And then I don't know about Hurts. And then no, just let Carson do his thing. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see more Jalen Hurts tomorrow night? I do. I want to see him be tomorrow night a significant part of the offense, to where it's not a surprise he's on the field. It's almost more of a surprise when he's not on the field. The offense has been better with Jalen Hurts. They're down playmakers. And I, unlike our last caller, Mike, want to win the game tomorrow. I believe Jalen Hurts, and the more he plays, the better chance the Eagles have to win the game tomorrow. Are you with me, or are you with our last caller there? Just let Carson Wentz play. Let him run the offense. No gimmick stuff. 215-592-9494. Do you want to see more Jalen Hurts tomorrow night? We'll discuss that. And I want to play something for you. A former Super Bowl winning coach. You know him, you hear him a lot, and he doesn't believe Carson Wentz can survive taking this many hits. It's part of why I believe they need to play Hurts more. You'll hear from that coach. All your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio with you on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.